Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Bill Murphy, owner of RE/MAX Bakken Realty.
This is Bill Murphy with RE/MAX Bakken Realty in Williston, North Dakota. I'm co-owner, along with my wife, of the agency.
How are things doing today compared to, say, 5 years ago?
Well, the residential is still very strong. Commercial is a little slower, although there's still some activity. The companies are still, you know, looking, you know, for the future, anticipating some moves. We've owned both lease and sales. We do have activity still. There's been a number of larger buildings that have been put under lease. Most of the companies right now are probably more interested in lease than purchase, but just waiting, you know, for, you know, better signs. On the residential side, still very strong. In fact, in some cases, better than before, in that we had limited supply in the past, and today we have a fair amount of supply, with prices coming from peak going down maybe 15% to 20%. With low interest rates, et cetera, that really does make this a buyer's market. So it puts, so there's a lot of interest on the buyer side, and of course we have, I don't know, maybe over the last, you know, since the boom started, we've probably had close to 7,000 apartments that were built, and of course our notoriety is having had some of the highest rents in the United States. That, of course, has all come down. Occupancy rates have come down some. But if you've lived in an apartment, then it's basically a transition thing. You go from workforce housing to apartments to single family. A lot of people have been and have gone through all of that. My wife and I went through all that. We lived in a RV for almost 2 years, about a year and a half, before we finally got into a home. And of course, there weren't many being built at that time. And we felt very lucky to get into it. So it is a transition. And there's a lot of people that sit in apartments. You have an animal or a pet, and you have kids. The American dream still prevails.
How about just a basic two bedroom, three bedroom, two bath? What's the going rate for something like that?
Yeah, well, I'd say that average prices right now, depending on neighborhoods and quality of homes, and I would say that's, we have an office in Williston and in Washington City, and so of course there's more activity in Williston just because the population is larger, but the dynamics are pretty similar in both places. Average home prices are around $225 to $350 right now, or at least that's the most attractive, and that's the most sought after by the buying public right now. Not to say that we've had $1 million homes that have been purchased. There are people who are looking to move up they're either in their neighborhood or to another neighborhood. So we're seeing some of that as well. I would say average prices for the home you just described would be somewhere in that $300,000 range.
How about when it comes to some of the rural areas and some of the industrial areas? Are you finding that there's any activity out there? I know that there's a little bit of a construction and manufacturing business happening in North Dakota, at least with the downturn of oil and gas. Are you seeing that up in Williston?
The industrial, I would say, you know, it's still strong in that there's a lot of it here. As far as doing activity, yes, there's, you know, there's rigs that have been stacked, but there's also you know, fracking crews that are firing up, service companies that are firing up, and you know, but you can tell that there's increased movement, but it's very hard to measure. We have a lot of the companies are now having hiring fairs. We've had Halliburton just recently had one. We had another one with a power fuels trucking company. and a couple others that I can't recall. So there is activity. You talk to the North Dakota jobs, and there is definitely a lot of unfilled jobs still, and more coming online. So,
to listen to the full-length interview with Bill Murphy from RE/MAX Bakken Realty, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Lake Media Network.
Autumn is the perfect time to see the beauty of the Black Hills, and the Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort is the perfect place to stay. The Lodge at Deadwood offers 140 luxurious guest rooms designed for total comfort. Elevate your expectations about casual fine dining in their first-class restaurant, or experience the energy and excitement of Vegas-style gaming. The Lodge at Deadwood offers the largest convention facility in the area with unparalleled hospitality and scenic surroundings. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com.
Everyone else came down to listen.
It was the winter 1963. It felt like the world would freeze with John F. Kennedy and the Beatles.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would like to thank our sponsors, MBI Energy Services. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit DeadwoodLodge.com. That's DeadwoodLodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Life in a northern town. Head on my mind to the night. Hey, oh, mama, hey, oh.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com.
Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. On the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.